Real Real Estate.
Hi, I'm Kim Tillett.
She's a star of HGTV Island Life and top producing real estate agent.
From open houses to home inspections and all that can unravel in the process.
Kim's new podcast is a behind-the-scenes look into the real estate business, from contract to closing.
My team and I want to share everything.
This is Real Real Estate.
Thank you for joining us today for our latest episode of The Real Real Estate. I'm Kim Tillett with the Kim Tillett team. And today we're going to focus on renting all the way to owning, correct?
Yep.
From renting to owning. And with that being said, I'm going to introduce to you Tosh Pence with Caliber Loans. Mm-hmm. And he's here to give us the scoop.
Yeah, we'll try and make this simple and easy for you. See, nowadays everybody keeps going from renting to owning. Mm-hmm. Why? What you're seeing in your profession right now is how much is rent?
Mm-hmm.
It's going up and up and up.
It is, especially in Brevard County area. Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're seeing everybody's raising their rent pretty much almost every year, even twice a year now.
Mm-hmm.
So what a lot of people are doing is they're going out and trying to qualify for their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times paying less than what they're paying for rent.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're paying their own equity, building their equity, and basically owning something themselves when a lot of people thought that they never could.
Mm-hmm. And on top of it, probably, as I tell my clients, tax write-off, there's so many benefits to owning if it's possible.
Yeah, lots of benefits to owning. You have the tax write-off, as you just said.
Mm-hmm.
You're building your own equity, and a lot of people sometimes will own the first one, see how easy it is, and then end up graduating to the next property on, mm-hmm. keeping that one for an investment portfolio.
As a rental, that's exactly
right.
What I did.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. You fulfilled the rental basically in 1 year,
mm-hmm.
then you flip that into a rental, go into the next one. And a lot of people are doing that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different times, on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
And building almost a retirement portfolio.
Mm-hmm. I thought it would be a good time to have Tosh here today because being that it's upcoming on February and it's Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
we kind of got a lot of love in the air.
That's right.
And it's either looking to fall in love with your first house, or maybe you're in love with your spouse and you want to buy a property together. So whichever angle that you're looking at, Tosh can kind of give us the background on the best way to do that.
Yeah, lots of different ways we can do it. Spouse, together, both separately.
Mm-hmm.
First-time buyers, there's a lot of different programs out there for that as well. Low down payments, zero down payments even, depending
mm-hmm.
on exactly how we go about it. Can look at, you know, condos, townhouses, single family,
mm-hmm.
lots of different places to go, especially in Brevard County.
Especially, I was just going to say, especially here, there's mm-hmm. so many different avenues to go with the types of properties we have.
Even multifamilies,
so, yeah.
You know, buying, keeping one unit for yourself primary and then renting out the other side to have them help pay for your mortgage as well.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And also, too, when you're buying those, and maybe you do kind of, like you said, you move up to a house
mm-hmm.
and you keep your property as a rental, you can also do things like Airbnb.
That's right.
There's a lot of different vacation rental buy-ons, which is very big, especially on our beachside
yeah.
properties. If there's no HOA involved, it's much easier.
Yeah, that's what we're seeing a lot now, is people are buying those condos, townhouses as secondary homes.
Mm-hmm.
So the benefit of that is lower down payment. You still have the same rates as primary residents,
mm-hmm.
yet you can Airbnb,
mm-hmm.
which a lot of times people are making better
oh.
than investment properties, two,
mm-hmm.
three, four times.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, especially in this area where you've got Cocoa Beach right there, you've got a lot
oh,
of things
gosh.
Right here for huge, huge, you know, tourist attractions.
Mm-hmm. I would say this year my business has grown in terms of my investors that are looking for Airbnbs. This,
yes.
out of all the years I've been doing this, this has been the big year for that. So, and
yeah.
they're looking in the future too, especially what's happening with the Space Center.
Exactly.
And
I was
our
going
growth.
To do that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of people doing shorter term rentals, even 3 months or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a bridge between the Airbnb and a standard long term lease
right.
agreement. And again, if you're going with a shorter term lease agreement, then you open yourself back up to the secondary residence.
Okay. I don't know if people realize too that we have here, and I actually didn't realize it myself, as I'm going out with clients, especially from out of the area,
mm-hmm.
you know, I take them out, I explain that Blue Origin is here,
mm-hmm.
SpaceX is here.
Yep.
The train, the high-speed train is coming in with Virgin. And actually, one of my clients, I was talking to them, and I said, oh, we've got Jeff Bezos with Amazon building beautiful buildings, Blue Origin. We've got Elon Musk.
Yep.
And then we've got Richard Branson. And then my client looked at me, and she says, Kim, do you realize you just said three huge names? And I'm like, you're right. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's really the impact of just those names and those companies, what's coming into our area.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like you said, with that being said, we have a lot of subcontractors coming in through NASA,
mm-hmm.
through Jacobs, through United Alliance. We've got Boeing.
Grumman
is
mm-hmm.
huge. So
yeah.
the impact of owning investment property alone.
Well, and that's the great thing about Brevard County is you've got Cocoa Beach right here. You've got Orlando right there as well.
That's
Everything's
right.
all within 45 minutes to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got all the investment opportunity for all the SpaceX programs, all that stuff. These people are coming in and out.
Mm-hmm.
You see all the new areas, even out in Grand Malabar, where they're opening up an entire new interstate off. They're going to develop a new town like Viera, which has grown. How much has Viera grown in the last 5 years?
It's unbelievable. And I actually just sold a property down there in that Palm Bay. I myself, being in the business, was amazed at what's going on down there.
Yeah.
It reminds me of a second Viera.
It's exactly what it's going to be. The plans are going to be bigger than Viera, is what they're saying so far.
And there's growth.
Going. The growth is huge.
Yeah, there's not much more on Viera. There's not a lot left to expand.
Remember when Viera was just a little 95, now it's just going west and west and west and west.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah.
So.
And what does that mean for everybody else, though?
Mm-hmm.
That means equity.
That's right.
That means property values. Remember when the properties in Viera were 180, 200,000? Now they start at what? 100?
Oh my gosh. Easily. And that you're talking a 3-2, 4-2 basic house.
Imagine if you bought 5 years ago when those first starting, where nobody knew what Viera was, or nobody even had any idea, you could have doubled your investment.
Mm-hmm. That's
which is
true.
Great. You know, it's the easiest way to make money is in real estate.
Mm-hmm. So with all of our listeners today, what would you say first time home buyer?
Yep.
You're in love with your first house, first time home buyer. What's the best route to go?
Best route is to start with an FHA. FHA is backed by the government, so it's not the same as like a bond program or any of the down payment assistance programs. So it comes in at 3.5% down is the minimum, but the interest rate is in the mid to high threes, depending on credit. So that's what makes the big difference between any of the down payment assistance programs. You can get all the down payment as a gift from friend or family member. So you could still virtually come out of pocket with no money. We can have the sellers try and pay the closing costs, get a down payment as a gift, and now you've got a rate that's in the mid to low threes, which is phenomenal.
That is. I'm telling you, even talking to you, and I do this all day long, every day, it's a great review for me.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, because you think of so many different things. You know, everybody wants to jump onto sometimes the down payment assistance programs, but they don't realize what all it's costing them and how they can get into just a standard program that will save them a lot of money over the long run. People sometimes get scared of FHA because they think PMI, mortgage insurance. What's the big deal with that? We've got to go with conventional to try and avoid mortgage insurance. But the rate more than makes up for it. Sometimes it's almost a full point better than conventional. And if you don't have 20% to put down, you're paying more than you're
not. And then what happens once you build equity in the property? You have the PMI. Exactly.
You can go away. And so the rate up front, you put less down up front with conventional versus FHA. Rate's lower. So for the first 5 years that you own the house, let the market dictate your equity and then refinance into conventional. So the most inexpensive way to get in and it saves you the most money.
Awesome. All right.
And the good thing about the FHA too is if, like we said, you decide to turn into a rental, you still stay with that low FHA rate.
That's right.
So once you fulfill the occupancy after a year, flip to a rental, it still stays an FHA mortgage. You still have the really, really cheap interest rate. Now it can become an investment property.
So it is 1 year for occupancy.
1 year.
I got to remember that too.
Yep.
Telling my own clients that. Interesting.
Yep. And that's the great thing about Caliber too is we have programs for everybody. We have our own, what's called our portfolio program. We have zero seasoning for bankruptcy foreclosures. We have jumbo programs now that go up to $2 million with only 5% down, which you don't see very often.
No.
So we literally have something for everybody, no matter what it is.
And I'm trying to get a lot of my new buyers or my young kids, it's just getting them off the fence, just having them explore.
Stop
and
being
get
scared.
Exactly. Exactly, especially what's going on in our area. It's so important.
Yeah.
It
well,
is.
Everybody thinks like I'm spending $200,000. I'm spending $250,000. They get scared. They get nervous. What they need to look at more is the monthly payment, right? Because you're paying rent every month. So you bought your $250,000 house every month, but you're not paying yourself. So once you finally own your own home, now you're paying yourself. The payment's the same. Let's say something bad happens, you can always turn it and sell it. You know, it's very hard. Real estate is usually always there. You don't have to worry about it. It's better than a savings account. It's better than the stock market because it never goes down.
That's right. And especially with our rental market now, like you said, if you do get moved, we know we have a lot of engineers. I move a lot of engineers into the area and I do move engineers out of the area. A lot of them do sometimes will sit there and they say, Kim, we look at leasing their property, making some more money on it, return investment versus selling it. Just depends where they are in their equity.
Yeah, because especially with the equity position right now, even if you don't have the equity, a lot of times still the rent is demanding such a high amount right now. And people that are coming in with the Space Center and all those things, they're not going to be here long term. So they'll look at doing that 6 months to a year, and it just keeps flipping as all these new people keep coming in.
And let me tell you guys, right now, with the rental market here in early 2020, it is hot. It is tight. We put something on the market at fair market value to rent. We have applications generally lined up within the first day or two.
Yeah. And same thing for first-time buyers, but looking at that price range, what would you say a first-time buyer price range
is? Oh, gosh, right now, probably 200, 250, right around there. So even like Titusville, we've got some really neat properties like up in that area, Palm Bay area, you know, in the hundreds. So I would say anywhere from 100, 150 to 250.
And those sell how fast?
Oh, in a day.
Days. And that's what's
there great. Is no hesitating on that price range.
Yep. And that's why we tell people when you're so nervous about getting into your first property, look at how fast they go. So let's say something changes. Let's say you want to move out of state or you decide that you want to turn around. That property's still there and it's going to sell in days. That's the great thing about it.
It's true. All right. So the condition of the property, that tends to be a concern. I know I've been in the business long enough, but can you please explain to our listeners about FHA, either looking at it from the seller's view or as the buyer's view?
Yes, a lot of people get afraid of, it's not just FHA, it's any government. So let's say FHA, VA.
VA, absolutely.
So you hear, especially sellers say, hey, I'm only doing conventional. I don't want to see an FHA or government loan. So people get nervous about condition of the property, roofs. You know, there's this myth that the roof has to have so many years left. Who can say how many years left in a roof?
That's right.
Okay. So the major thing is it can't, roofing-wise, condition-wise, it can't have existing leaks or evidence of. Other than that, you're good.
That's it.
So the main difference between a property qualifying appraisal-wise for conventional and FHA is conventional will give you the basically will allow more.
Like the option, correct?
Yeah, the option. Like let's say conventional, you can purchase a conventional property, let's say it has no flooring. The flooring's all ripped out. Okay, so you can do that, but you can't have hazards. So if the flooring's gone, you have to rip out all the tack strips and all that stuff anyways. So are you going to do that before you go conventional? Probably not. So those are the main things. It can have a little bit more rehab done to it. Still can't have holes in the walls. Still can't have certain things.
Can't have dark pools. I've had that.
Yeah, there's not many things that are going to qualify for conventional that won't qualify for FHA. They're usually all about the same for the most part. Now, can you get picky appraisers sometimes for government? Sure. Same for conventional though.
That's right.
So the biggest thing is the house, for if you're doing any kind of residential contract, it has to be livable. So it's the same conventional or FHA. They both have to be livable. So if there's a whole bunch of damage or they're worried about this or that for conventional, it's going to come up on FHA too.
And it doesn't matter if it's an old house or a new house.
That's
it's the condition of the property.
That's right.
I have sold the most beautiful homes. They're 1952, never been updated, never been renovated, but they're immaculate.
That's right.
They are just gorgeous, not a problem. Yep. And then I've sold $500,000 homes that are a year old in just...
Yeah.
Not the best condition.
And everything comes up.
Exactly. And we've had issues.
That's right. If you've got, because this is Florida. Things happen in Florida. Moisture is difficult in Florida with the rains and all that stuff. So you could have, you know, minor spots on the roof or the drywall or things like that. And if you don't address them, it's going to come up on an appraisal.
Exactly.
For conventional or FHA.
That's right.
So
and especially if the property's been vacant.
Yep. I just closed a property in Mims, Titusville area. Was a 5-acre property, VA. Okay. This house was all original. Roof original, everything original.
Wow.
No conditions.
Perfect.
Appraised right through. And this house had an offsite barn. That was
really
That's the only thing they had to do was they had to cut electrical to the barn.
Okay.
That was it.
I've had a couple of those with the barns too.
Yeah,
I've had
they're
one.
Offsite, so they don't keep them up. So you've got, you know, the WDO issues and all that kind of stuff, but it went through just fine. It was all original. You know, it even had the pink tiles and the teal tiles. Oh, that was big back then where you have all the,
which is color. Coming back in.
I see that coming.
Tell you
it.
People.
It, people.
So my clients, I'm like, I'm telling you, it's coming back. Pink's coming back. It's all coming back.
Yep.
It always does. We have some people going, they don't agree. I'm like, hey.
Subway tiles coming back real big too. You see all the stuff?
Yep.
Yep. All the little 4x6s and the subway blocks.
It's all back. It just cycles.
Yep.
That's all it does.
But big thing with financing is you have to try and deal with somebody, preferably local, that knows the area, that the appraisals are local as well. That's not dealing with an AMC, as you know. Calgary, we have our own appraisal panel, which makes it a lot easier. And please deal with somebody local that you're not trying to, you know, accessibility is big. I'm sure you've seen it 100 times when you've got somebody with one of the internet companies where you're trying to get a hold of the lender, have an issue, or always something comes up a week before closing. This is real estate. Something always comes up. Are you going to be able to get a hold of that lender? That's number
true.
One.
It is. I do. I always encourage my buyers to, I want them to go with their lender that they feel most comfortable with.
Absolutely.
Some are family friends, some they've had, you know, through purchasing 20 properties. But if they're out of state sometimes, they may be well knowledgeable and educated, but they don't always know the Florida contracts.
That's right.
We are very different than other states.
That's right. Very different. And that's a big thing too is, you know, we have no affiliation, right? You don't have any affiliation with any lender that's out there.
No.
There's a reason that most of your realtors recommend a certain lender. It's because you know problems come up. Mm-hmm. This is real estate. It always comes up. So you have to have those people that are going to help you along the way. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people shop price. Price is important. But when you get that couple days before closing and you have a problem, a lot of times price becomes less important.
Yes. And as you know, we can have the smoothest transaction, right, going from start to finish, and we hit that last final clear to close, which are the three best words in real estate.
That's right.
Remember that, clear to close, right?
That's
for both of us.
Yep.
And then things happen.
And then things happen. And then now you can't get a hold of your internet lender or somebody else.
That's right. So I've got you, and I'm getting ready to let you go. Mm-hmm. Can you please just explain the importance of a pre-approval letter and actually what that does? Because as I explained to my clients, I know all the other good agents out there do, we need pre-approvals in order to make offers.
Yes. Yeah, you have a lot of people too. And a lot of times they will also look at who is pre-approving the loan, which you've seen.
Yes.
So you've seen when you present your offer, if you've got an out-of-state lender, sometimes the selling agent, they won't accept the contract. If you have multiple different contracts, have one that has a local lender, one that has an out-of-state or even credit union, they will push towards the local lender.
You are exactly right. And I have been in that situation. I've been in multiple offer bids where they will look at the lender. And if that lender is somebody that they know, they've got a reputation that knows the area, they tend to fly with that one versus
somebody. And here's the good thing about lending too. People are worried about, you know, I don't want my credit hit. I don't want to pull credit, okay? Mm-hmm. There's laws out there right now to where, and mortgages, you can have your credit pulled by a mortgage lender as many times as you wish in a 30-day period. Okay. It's the right to shop. You have to have it out there. So it always counts as one pull. I can sit here and pull your credit 50 times today. It's one pull.
Tosh, I did not know that.
Yes. So encourage them to shop. Let's say somebody has,
I want to use
USA. It's a big one. Mm-hmm. I want to use USA. I always like them. I'm military. They're very good.
Yes. Okay?
Sometimes sellers don't like them. Shop with a local lender. So at least you have another pre-approval. It gives you in there on the other side. Let's say you're not going to go with the local lender. You want to go with Space Coast, anybody, whoever you want to go with. At least you have that, you give them the seller's peace of mind. Hey, local lender says it's good as well. Use your other lender. What do you have to lose? Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, you spent 20 minutes, 30 minutes, however long it takes to get your local lender. Makes everybody feel at ease. And who knows, it could be a lot better.
Mm-hmm. That's
right. Just because you didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that about the 30 days.
Yep.
Yep. Interesting.
Yep.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, not at all. Unless you have any other questions while we're sitting, talking, chatting about things.
No, I think that's great. I know. But we got conventional. We got, you know, VAs also, you know, government backed. But that is for the military, which we love.
Yes, absolutely. One of the best loans out there.
Mm-hmm. It is. And that's something, too. A lot of sellers get scared of VA loans. I'm like,
it's the best loan out there. It is the absolute best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great to qualify for. No mortgage insurance whatsoever. They can finance 100%.
Mm-hmm.
You
know, and I think sometimes it makes them nervous when we get the contract and we get an offer in and it's 100% financing.
Yeah.
And they look and say, well, Kim, maybe they don't have any money. And I said,
It's not a money thing. You know, if you're going to buy a house, right? Let's say you're going to put down 20%. If you could finance 100% with no PMI and a better interest rate, what would you do? Would you put the money down or would you finance 100%?
No, keep the money and have it work
for something else.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And that's most of these buyers that qualify for VA that are financing 100%, they usually have a ton of money sitting there. They do it because they can, you know, because it's why put a, you know, if you're looking at 200,000, it's 40 grand, you know, or if you're looking at even the higher ones now, I mean, a lot of people don't know that FHA goes above 500,000.
I know.
$2 million.
I put that on the social media, I put that on Facebook. Yeah. How that has changed.
Yeah, it's changed. It's changing a lot. It's going to change again in the upcoming year, more than likely.
Yeah.
So they're just now starting to change that as well, which is great.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No, just Calibre. Please, you know, shop around, look at your local lender, you know, get comparisons, make sure it's there. Even if you're stuck with one bank, at least shop one or two other ones and listen to your realtor. A lot of times they're recommending certain people for a certain reason.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tosh, thank you
You're very welcome.
I really appreciate it. I appreciate the education myself.
No problem.
And I've been doing this a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So thank you for listening in to our Valentine's Day episode. I really want to thank Tosh for being here with us from Calibre Loans. And at the same time, I'm Kim Tillett with the Kim Tillett team, and this is Real Real Estate. Luxury is a service. It is not a price point.